Not if, but when. A tweet from Kelly Oxford on October 7th, 2016, 7:48 p.m. Women, tweet me your first assaults. They aren't just stats. I'll go first. Old man on city bus grabs my pussy and smiles at me. I'm 12. She didn't ask if. She asked when. There were thousands of replies in the first hour. There were over a million in the first 24. I was 4 the first time. I remember because I wasn't in school yet. Not if, but when. No one notices if sitting in the corner. If is small and dark and blends in. If waits. When doesn't need to hide. When is the flagellation of inevitability. I didn't know it was called rape. I thought all 12-year-olds said yes. It made me special. What was there to tell? I was 11, and it wasn't rape, really. Meanwhile, a bunched-up pair of panties, blood of inner thighs, mountains and mountains of skulls from girlhood are tossed into the past and as forgotten as the tooth left for the fairy. It's a rite of passage. At breakfast, 3 women share rape stories. 1 woman is silent. That doesn't mean that she doesn't have a story. I was already 15, so I don't know if it counts. He said I was his very own little girl. I never told anyone. I was ashamed. He said he would kill me. He said he loved me. It was my fault. I was drunk. And we sigh, and we share, and we shrug, and we are silent. Frozen screams line up in collective memory as if they belong there. This is not normal. Is this not normal? Not if, but when. When? I want when out of the driver's seat. I want when chained by the neck, running with cracked, bleeding feet behind the car. I have no room left for mercy. He said, just touch it. We don't have to do anything.